The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
And good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Michelle Mike Johnson Obama, a year ago, I was telling you that she was probably going to run for president because it was already being talked about, and then it died on the vine. Well, we're going to talk about Michelle, not a woman, Michael Johnson. Talk about that in a second. The American people are truly deceived. The American people, it is very hard for the mass, the bulk of the people in this country, to believe the truth about anything. That is the power of Adolf Hitler's mainstream media program in the United States of America, even though he's dead. Everything learned in Germany through the Minister of Propaganda, everything is being used on the American people. It's not a lie, not a small lie. It is a lie, a big lie, and spoken daily. This is why the propaganda program, the psychological program in Nazi Germany was so successful. It was successful not just in Germany, but through Europe. And what the powers that put Adolf in power wanted, the experiments that took place were very effective. They worked. A whole people, a German people, was deceived. And if you didn't go along with the lie, you disappeared. Jackbooted thugs would come in the middle of the night, beat your door down with the butt of the gun, screaming, yelling, and everybody in the neighborhood made sure that not even a candle was lit in their homes. They didn't want the jackbooted thugs to break down their door. The propaganda machine of Adolf Hitler was successful. The British, the Russians, the Americans, the Japanese, the Chinese, every nation learned from what this experiment was. It was a war, but it was also an experiment. It was an experiment not on weaponry as far as bullets, bombs, planes, missiles, but it was an experiment, a psychological experiment, and it was successful. That psychological experiment, when the Nazis that were part of that psychological program, when they came to the United States in Operation Paperclip, they brought with them as much documentation as possible. England, the Russians, the Axis was trying to hide what they could. The Allies, when they moved into Nazi Germany at the end of World War II and late 45, middle of 45, America's objectives were to get into the caves, the facilities where documentation on everything was kept. Nutrition, genetic experiments, you name it. This was the prize for the United States of America. There was a movie out recently with Matt Damon and I think it was George Clooney, how these Americans would go in to get the art from the Nazis and save all this valuable art. The art was not as valuable as the documentation of everything that was being done to the Jewish people, the psychological programs, how they responded, how they were able to hide what they were doing from the nations in Europe, and especially in the United States of America. The only information that really got out in the truth was through Jewish groups, organizations that were able to get news out, the truth out, to the rest of the Jewish community, aimed at targeting the Jewish community so they would know what was happening. So they were successful. And this program that came out of Hitler's Germany is successful in this nation. It is successful. And it's going to become even more. They're going to, everything they're doing, they being the rulers of the world, the rulers in secret societies, they're just beginning an operation that is going to turn this country into a bloodbath at some point. You can see right now there is a civil war taking place, verbal war, between what we would call a Democrat communist philosophy and freedom. There's another philosophy. We'll be back.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kibis Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
We're all doing a lot. A lot of swiping, streaming, watching, scrolling, double tapping, emoji picking, and social media stalking. A lot of nothing. You're probably scrolling right now. While we believe a certain red heart is giving us life, we're neglecting the one that actually does. Let's take a stand against sitting. Let's care more about strolling than scrolling. Let's take charge of our health. Let's make moves together, starting now. Visit heart.org/make moves.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed her out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer.
These lies are so powerful that they're truly unbelievable. Last week I did a program on an interview Tucker Carlson had with a Mr. Larry Sinclair, who publicly came out on Tucker Carlson's program, talked about Sinclair's involvement with Barry Satoru, better known as Barack Obama, and a homosexual affair, and smoking cocaine. The interview was aired. Most people didn't see it. Most people didn't hear about it. But he had this encounter with Barack Obama in Chicago, 1999, I believe it was. He was in Mexico in 2004, and he saw this young man that he'd had this affair with, Barack Obama, on the news running for a position, I think it was Senate. So, but the American people, via the Ministry of Propaganda, the CIA, the media, mainstream media, CIA, call anyone who doesn't believe their narrative someone who is, they have many different terms for it. They're crazy, they are blind, they are ignorant, they are deceived, and they have programs to re-educate these people that you're going to know more about in the future. Presently, they're trying to re-educate you through nightly news, what we would call nightly news, not news. It was Tucker Carlson in an interview yesterday that he had. He said the only truth that is out coming over the airwaves is the weather. The weather. The only thing that you can believe is the weather reports. Great point. He's being laughed at. I was going to say, I'm going to talk a little bit in a little bit about Sean Hannity. Mr. Sean Jealous Hannity of Tucker Carlson's ratings, Mr. Sean Hannity, a control puppet by Murdoch, by Fox News. I know many people love Sean Hannity. I'm not a Hannity fan. I have been looking at this individual, who he works for, what he talks about. It's about money. It's about his future. It's about what he can stash, the cash he can stash. Sean Hannity is not what the conservative voters or people in this country, he's not what you think he is. He's bought and paid for. He's allowed, he has a ceiling, he has a boundary, a limit. It's like years ago driving a semi. People have a heavy foot. And if the semi, if you can get that thing to run 80, 90 miles an hour, people will do it because they're crazy. So the companies would put a governor, they'd put a limit to the fuel that will get into these cylinders, and you'll top out. When we had the 55 mile an hour limit, these governors, you would top out at 58 miles an hour. You couldn't go any faster than that unless you're going downhill. This is Sean Hannity. Sean Governed Limited Hannity. I'm just telling you, this guy, he's in competition with Tucker Carlson, and he's always, from the time Tucker began, Sean Hannity slowly went to the back of the auditorium. The only reason he's where he is today is because he is compromised, in my view. Now, Tucker Carlson, on the other hand, I know that through the week they play Tucker Carlson daily. He's everywhere. And this is an individual, if you're going to spend time listening to someone who has a perspective that is real and true and has a sense and a balance about him, that's who you would go to. Sean Hannity, forget it. Sean Hannity, again, the man is compromised. He is building numbers. He wants to retain the position that he has, but you're going to watch Sean Hannity start to go bye-bye because people are going to start waking up to who this guy is. And they're going to, his crowd is going to continue to gravitate toward Tucker Carlson. I'm not, through the week, I have other thoughts, things that I want to present that I think are, that maybe these guys can't present. I'm not trying to build ratings. I'm not doing this for money. I'm doing this because I see things that maybe they don't see. That's just the way it is. For example, with this Michelle Obama, I think it was a year ago, I have to go back to the archives. There was talk about Michelle running for president and that she'd be the great Democrat candidate. Well, like I said, there's never going to be a woman president in the United States of America. But now with Michelle Michael Johnson, I think his name is Johnson Obama, I think that was his real birth name, he's a man, so he would qualify as president should he run and win. So Michelle / Michael will not be the first woman president, hypothetically, should that individual win the presidency. It's not going to happen. Barack will not play second fiddle to her or to him. Barack is first seat. No one is going to put him in as second fiddle. No way. During his administration, Bush and the Clintons, they pretty much kind of became they governed him out. They kept him in boundaries. They put a limit to what he could do. They interfered to a great degree with his time in office. When he returns, he will not allow that to happen again. He will not allow anyone to interfere with him again. But the Bible says that these big corporations of this country, his main authority to some degree, he'll have to work with these corporations. And they will be an enemy to him, and eventually he will destroy them. He has to carry them. And he's going to weary himself carrying the agenda of these people. He's going to have his own agenda. He wants to be worshipped. This individual is the narcissist of all narcissists ever born in the history of mankind from the time of Adam to the end of the world, to the end of Satan's rule of this world. This man is the pattern for narcissism. He is he's patterned after the devil, actually. All narcissists, they have the same spirit of the devil. The devil demands to be worshipped. He demands to be number one. The devil does not like to take second fiddle to Jesus Christ, to God the Father, and to God the Holy Spirit. He's very unhappy. The devil is very unhappy. So he's unleashing wrath upon the world through his children. The four horsemen of the apocalypse. This is the judgment of man. These horses are in a type, mankind, fallen mankind, mankind that will not be allowed to have the bit put in their mouth to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. It's a type of, these men are a type, these type of people, this mankind, these four horsemen of the apocalypse, are untamed mankind, untamed. These are the four horsemen of the apocalypse. These are people, and it is these four horsemen of the apocalypse. This is what Christ is warning the world, that it will be men who will, these won't be the judgments of God upon man, that comes later, but the judgment upon mankind will come through the four horsemen. And the four horsemen are people, individuals in power that rule, that have authority, that are wealthy, that are rulers, and they have captains of armies to further their cause. So for people to think that Michelle Obama or Michael Obama is going to be president, I'm just going to ask you, you might as well forget about that, because Barack is not going to let this individual, his lover, play first fiddle, and he takes second fiddle. Right now, he's upset because Joe Biden, to some degree, is playing first fiddle. But he's, many now, people reporting in this country are beginning to acknowledge that it is not Joe Biden that is running this operation. They are saying that it is Barack Obama that is running the operation. And Barack Obama did state that he would love to sit in his basement with his basketball gear on, his sweats, and run from behind and speak and have somebody listen to him, and he would control from the basement. He stated that, quote, but there's going to come a time when he's going to make a decision that he doesn't want to remain in the basement anymore, and he's going to come out into the open. And what God is using to flush him out of the basement is this election. And in this election process taking place presently, because Donald Trump has been the main nemesis to Barack Obama, the main individual, Donald Trump, the individual that has interfered with the plans of the rulers of the world. This is why the major attack on Donald Trump. He's not going to become president again. His political career is almost over. But in spite of continuity of government, in spite of every apparatus in this government, voting machines, rigged votes, in spite of the senior executive service, Donald Trump is still the threat to national security in the United States of America. And the nations in Europe, the leaders of Europe, they know the threat, because Donald Trump continues to threaten them also. And the other threat is Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin is a threat to America's new world order. Well, America now has a second world order that we are at war with. So, we'll continue in a few minutes. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, will be back. We're pretty much done with Michelle Obama.
This is Mark Michael, Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
It's a perfect time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carry-out size shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering tree for only $269.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $270.
You come take see. I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
And the truth is, everybody wants to know, okay, who is the Phantom of the Opera? Who is really running this country? Who is running on behest of the dynasties and the corporations of this country? Who is in charge of running this nation? It is Joe Biden. Okay, I lie. I lie. I'm lying. You caught me. It is not Joe Biden. And people that believe it's Joe Biden, they are mesmerized by this mainstream media ministry of propaganda machine. It is not Joe Biden. Many have speculated it might be Kamala Harris. Well, we know that's not true. We know others believe it could be Valerie Jarrett. She does have great influence on Barack, for sure. Susan Rice, George Soros, Georgie, Jorge Soros. But when you put all the pieces together and you see who are riding the chariots George Soros picked Barack Obama as the individual to pretty much carry out the Soros plan. Barack Obama, during his administration, it was in his hand to begin the propaganda campaign on American children. Barack Obama, actually you have to say that it was evident there was a war already begun by the Obama administration on Christianity in this country. Before Obama left office, he put in 6,700 to 6,800 new personnel in management positions, top management of the agencies in this country. So whose country is this? It was Barack Obama, the administration, that started the campaign to destroy Donald Trump, to interfere with his time in office. These are just facts. You have Hillary Clinton in, I believe it was the second debate. She comes out with this Russia collusion because she knew she was going to lose. She knew it. She had been beat handily in the first debate. She was being beat. I mean, she was about to fall over in the second debate. All she could do is cackle like Kamala Harris. Kamala learned that from Hillary. By the third debate, it was over. But in the second debate, I believe she said it was Russia collusion. Well, guess what? Hillary's back in the news. She's talking about Russia collusion again. The Russians are going to interfere with this election again. Well, we're not buying it this time, but the thing is this. Oh, I was going to tell you about Sean Hannity. Hannity is going to do a debate between the governor of California, Newsom, the nephew, I believe, of Pelosi. Who arranged this debate between Gavin Newsom, and DeSantis? Who arranged that? Who had influence to arrange this debate that Sean Hannity, again, like I say, Sean Hannity is just a controlled an individual. Did Pelosi have a hand in putting this together? Talking to I think it was Murdoch of Fox News. Did Obama have a hand in this? Who else? Now, I'm going to tell you something you might not agree with, but you see, in this next administration, at some point in this country, there are not going to be 50 states any longer. There are going to be districts, or there's going to be provinces. I'm trying to think of the third term. There's going to be these FEMA zones. They're going to do away with the states. The laws are going to be changed. And right now, DeSantis and Polis of Colorado, Newsom of California, Beto, whatever his name is, O'Rourke, out of California, the Democrat Party, there are individuals, women too, who are doing everything possible to get into Barack Obama's good graces. Because Barack Obama is going to appoint faithful people to positions of authority in these different zones. Newsom wants to be part of it. DeSantis wants to be part of it. Polis wants to be part of it. O'Rourke wants to be one of these members. There's only going to be 10 positions. I think. And already, these individuals in the Democrat Party are realizing the power that this hidden president has, that this phantom has in this country. They're realizing the power of this individual, and they're not going to fight him. They're going to do everything possible to stay in his good graces, because when this individual takes over this country, they want to be part of these territories. I believe it's 10 of them. It's too difficult to manage 10 states or 50 states. Ronald Reagan is the man who made it very clear to the corporations in this country. We're going to have to discuss it on the other side of the break. But Ronald Reagan made it very clear when he broke the PATCO strike, when he broke that union, he made it clear that he was going to, it's easier for this government to control the airlines rather than 200 airlines, let's control 10 or 12. The pattern has already been set. When I think Barry returns, I think he's going to take that principle and eliminate 50 states and make 10 districts. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Tommy here with Revo Knives. We're a Colorado company looking for local customers who own a business that want to make a gift for their customers or employees that they'll always use and remember. We customize our knives with your logo and information so they always look at who to get back to when they need your service. Head over to our website at RevoKnives.com or give us a call at 720-947-9599. And as always, live sharp.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
So we'll leave that topic for a little bit. I want to go to the October 4th emergency test. The reason people have been wanting to know what I felt on this, what my view is, yes, the powers that be, they don't have time to take little steps any longer. They're going to take big steps. people have been, I don't know how much of this graphene oxide is in people. Some people that have been vaccinated, a lot. Others that maybe have not been vaccinated, probably from what they've been spraying during the day, during the night. Everybody has this graphene oxide in them. It responds to frequencies. It will hurt you. It is not, it's dormant until you hit this metal with frequencies. It has a, some type of, I don't know if you would say, it has been, it's programmable. It will do what it's, with depending on the frequency, whatever the frequency is, it will do what it has been designed to do with each frequency. Yes, it is a real thing. I don't think this is going to be a mock test. I believe that maybe not nationally will they hit the nation with, let's say, 5 gigahertz or 6 gigahertz or 12 gigahertz. There's going to be probably in each area of the country different frequencies, but it will affect those listening to radio on all the bands. I think shortwave on television, audio, on your cell phones, your electric devices, computers. I'm not so sure because you have to turn the sound on. You cannot put your devices in a Faraday cage because different frequencies will get through that system, that shielding. So the best thing probably to do is take it out in the field and let it sit there till sundown and then bring it back in the house. It's supposedly a 2-hour test. They're not, this is an operation. They are testing because they want to see what it's going to do. Everything they're doing is going to be documented in every area of the country where they use this test. I don't think it's going to be a one signal. The red states, the signals are probably going to be heavier, in my view. Blue states, probably less heavy. That's what these people do. And it is going to trigger, the graphene oxide and what is inside people is going to react to the frequencies. Something is going to happen. It can accelerate cancer. We all have cancer cells. It can accelerate whatever has been growing in the people that have received the vaccinations. Homoborogenesis. There is a new DNA that is in the people that have received the tests, the swabs. You have DNA of insects in your sinuses and is now in your DNA. Also with those that have received the shots, the vaccinations. Even if you received a placebo, it was not a placebo. Now if there was a bag in the office of saline solution and they stuck a needle in that and drew saline solution and injected you with that, yes, that is not a placebo, it's just saline solution. But if it came in a vial, it had something in it. No such thing as a vial without some type of contaminant. So yes, this is real. It's going to be Eastern time, 2 p.m. Our time here in Colorado, noon. It's a 2-hour procedure. Again, it may not be just at the frequency at 5Gs, 5 gigahertz. It can be 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I told you about last year or last, I think 2 weeks ago, they hit people with, I don't know if it was 18 gigahertz, I'm not sure, but their heads started catching fire. Smoke was coming out of the nostrils and out of the ears of these individuals who fell over dead. So what is this going to do? I don't know. For this audience, I would say if you have cell phones, I would take them out in the field. There, you can put them in some kind of Faraday cage, you know, get 20 bags of Lay's potato chip and stuff them in there, buy two Faraday bags or whatever. I still wouldn't trust it. I would take and get it away from your person. But these people that design these mutant synthetic creatures that are inside of mankind, and if you've received a vaccination, just one, your DNA has been changed. It has been altered. You have been, your Homo sapien DNA through Adam, you have an additional DNA through some other creature, whether it be worms or fly DNA, some type of DNA. Now, for the Christian people, pray that this fails. Just pray it fails. God has given us authority through the power of His name to pray this thing fails, that their equipment breaks down, that God does whatever He wants to do to halt it. They're trying to kill mankind ahead of time before they're really given permission. So, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcast.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bailouts, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-priced spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
So like the song says, don't worry, be happy. I would say the movie years ago, The Fly, with Jeff Goldblum, he went into some type of a chamber and DNA from a fly. A fly was in that chamber and he had the fly from the, or the DNA from the fly, it ended up in his body and he began to turn into a fly. And I think one of his quotes was, be worried, be very worried about what could happen. That's what I say. Now, I personally believe that now on October 4th, this is the day that FEMA is saying that they're going to do this emergency test. Now, October 11th, I think, is another scheduled test. Now, is it going to be one on the 4th and one on the 11th? Or is it going to be just one on the 4th, and if they don't get their data, then they'll do a second one on the 11th? Or are they going to just do two for one? In other words, they need two tests. They need to triangulate, maybe, so to speak. So they need two different dates. Are the frequencies that they use in the red states going to be the same as in the blue states? I don't think so. The children of the devil target the conservative areas. Remember Joplin, was it Joplin, Missouri? Or was it Joplin, Oklahoma? About 5 years ago, I don't remember when. Pretty much an all Christian city. And this massive tornado destroyed that whole city. And it was a man-made tornado. And like we know, through watching and listening to programs on this weekend with the geoengineering watch, that they can steer hurricanes, they can steer tornadoes. And remember the cold winter in Texas 2 years ago where they cut the power? It's what these people can do. So if they can do that, what might they do on October 4th or October 11th? You can't put this stuff in a Faraday cage according to, we're going to have a program on at 4 o'clock on Saturday with an individual that's an attorney that has studied this stuff. So you'll have to tune in 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon here on KHNC. And some of what I presented to you came out of a segment I watched on his, he was being interviewed. And then on top of that, I've been other things that I've watched and places I've been to see what they can do, not only with the frequencies, but with the graphene oxide, with the critters, the creatures, the worms, the synthetic that respond to frequencies. So, 4 o'clock on Saturday, we'll discuss it before their test. And now what you do, you don't have to believe it. You don't have to even understand it. But maybe err in the side of caution. Possibly. Now, I don't think I'll be in the station that day because I'm going to have the flu. And so I don't want the Clinton flu or the Bush flu or, you know, the Obama flu, nothing like that. I just think I might have, I don't know what I might have. I might have something. I just won't be able to make it. I'll have to discuss that with the guys here. But I think I'm going to be, I don't think I'm going to be here. I might be on Trail Ridge or something like that, away from as much as I can get away from. Now, we can join, you can meet me up there and we'll just have a cup of coffee. Of course, the little greeting center is closed down for the year. But anyhow, we'll visit tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.